It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
Farouk Benesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that son of a bitch.
Colbert.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome on in. Thursday edition of the show underway. I am your host, Colbert. It is May 4th of 2023. Big day for all the Star Wars nerds out there. I say that affectionately. I like Star Wars, but not as much as the folks who celebrate today. But have a day. Not going to stand in the way of that. We're here to talk sports, though. However you are tuned in, I appreciate it, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColBear. Give me a follow. And like the Facebook page if you're on the Zuckerberg machine. Type in 1650TheFan. You'll find us. Hammer that like button. You'll be all set and ready to go. But you also got to bookmark the website, 1650thefan.com. Not only where you get that stream, it's where you get all sorts of local and statewide sports content. A lot of what I always bring you here in the first segment of the show in area sports news and scores finds its way onto the website daily. So if you don't want to wait until now, if you want to get that type of information much, much earlier in your day, in the morning, that's where you want to go. And there's a whole lot else there. So bookmark it, 1650thefan.com. Put it in to your repertoire of your daily visits on the World Wide Web. Number to dial, save it in your phone if you have questions or comments that you want to add to the program, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479. You could also email the show if that would be your preference, questions, comments, of course, or if there's someone or something you'd like to hear from or about on a future show, by all means, fire away. Don't be shy. Email address, Cole, C-O-L-E, at 1650thefan.com. All right, the aforementioned area sports news and scores coming up here in just a little bit, like always, to lead off the show. After we're done there, we will take timeout number one, get you a CBS Sports Flash, a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Thursday, looking into tomorrow and Saturday. And oh my goodness, what beautiful weather we've got here today in the Cedar Valley. So looking forward to what Megan Mulford is going to have to tell us on the forecast. Well, hold on. I'll get through the rest of the details here first before I dive in on that. But the VSiN action update had me thinking about it. But nonetheless, in the second segment of today's show, we're going to start our metro and area baseball and softball previews, and we're going to get it kicked off today with Cedar Falls baseball coach Brett Williams, and very much looking forward to learning more about this 2023 Tiger baseball team. And Coach Williams, always great with his time to come on the show and talk baseball with us. He will join us coming up in the next segment, so look forward to that. And like I mentioned, we will continue those previews. We're going to get it going in earnest here as those high school baseball games. I did see Cedar Falls is going to play on the first day that you can have games scheduled, and that is on Monday, May 15th. I think it's Iowa City High that the Tigers are going to open their season against. So not too long from now, Coach Williams' team is going to get their season underway, and we'll get the preview from him coming up in the next segment here on today's show. After we're done talking Cedar Falls Tiger baseball with Coach Brett Williams, we'll, of course, take a timeout near the bottom of the hour. Get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim during that break. Then we'll come back on the other side. We'll go from talking baseball to softball. UNI softball coach Ryan Jacobs is going to join the show. Of course, Coach Jacobs' team, they clinched outright Missouri Valley Conference regular season championship, their second in as many seasons this past weekend when they got a sweep over Valpo. Then they went on the road last night for their final midweek non-conference game and were able to get a win against the Iowa Hawkeyes. I've got more details on that win coming up here in just a little bit, but we'll talk Panther softball with Coach Jacobs. And the way things are looking, they're going to have to take care of business in the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament, which features a new format this season, if I'm not mistaken, with the conference expansion of UIC, Murray State, and Belmont. That expansion has led to a different bracket, as you would understand, and I'm pretty sure that you're going to have to play one more game if you're the one or two seed. There's one less bye. Coach Jacobs will have him confirm that, but I'm pretty sure I got that right. So look forward to Panther softball talk coming up in the third segment. And they're playing their final regular season games this weekend, the Panthers are. I would encourage you to get out there and support that team because they put on a great product. I mean, the product is outstanding. The weather is great. And they're going to play Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So try to make it out there and support Coach Jacobs' Panthers. After we're done there, we'll take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Then we'll come back for a final time on this Thursday and wrap up the show. That is the plan, boys and girls. I don't even know if it's worth it. The freaking Cubs, man. It's just baseball being baseball, right? And Cardinal fans, you know what I'm talking about right now because the Cardinals are struggling hell of a lot more than the Cubs. But they're in a little mini slump right now and just can't hit with runners in scoring position. And I know it's early, and I don't want to be that guy. But David Ross's decision-making, you go back to last night's game. If you've got your DH sacrifice bunting, you don't have a DH. I mean, would you disagree with that? If you disagree with that, call or email me, okay? Unless, like, you had, like, a matchup lineup or something like that. But your main DH, and the Cubs don't really have a main DH. They got, like, a couple guys that have been doing most of it. For some reason, Eric Hosmer's been that guy. He's washed. That guy's washed. Had a great career. Credit to the guy. He's had a great career. He's a World Series winner. He's a former All-Star. Like, obviously, that guy's got more talent in his pinky finger than I do in my entire body. He's washed up, though. His days are behind him. And, I mean, when you're thinking, hey, this Cubs team, best case scenario, could win maybe 87 games. Who knows? That might be able to somehow get you into the postseason. It's a thin margin. And I'm not that guy. I am not the guy who gets mad and then goes to Twitter, stands up off the couch or out of the chair and scratches his head and goes, what the hell's going on? And that's happened. That's happened three or four times this season with David Ross. And it's just one of those things. You're like, hey, man, he's forgotten more about baseball than I'll ever know. Like, come on. But, man, it's been frustrating. So baseball's been baseballing. And I'll say it again. You Cardinal fans out there, you know the pain all too well this season. I mean, the Pittsburgh Pirates are leading this division. It's crazy. But I'm going to take some deep breaths and try to stay level-headed about this and maybe put like a 2 to 3 week moratorium on it where I let the sample size build a little bit more and we'll reconvene. We'll put a bookmark in it, as I like to say. So there we go. I'll get off the Cubs soapbox here for you. All right, let's go ahead, dive right in. Area sports news and scores for your Thursday. The second round of the girls Metro golf meet took place yesterday at Gates Park in Waterloo. Cedar Falls shot a 172 to win that second round. Waterloo West was second, Columbus third. Waterloo East not participating. Tigers have a 70-shot lead going into the third and final round at South Hills next Wednesday. Individually, Cedar Falls sophomore Molly Ratchford continues to be the leader. She was yesterday's medalist with a 9-hole 39 and has built an 18-stroke lead. Very busy day in Metro Spring Sports and boys soccer. Waterloo West at Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Waterloo East on the road at Marshalltown. In girls soccer, Waterloo Columbus entertains Iowa City Regina. In girls golf, Cedar Falls competes in a Mississippi Valley Conference Triangular at Cedar Rapids. And Waterloo West is hosting a MVC Quadrangular at Irv Warren. In boys tennis, Cedar Falls has a match at Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Waterloo West plays at Cedar Rapids Jefferson. And Waterloo Columbus on the road at Decorah. In girls tennis, Cedar Falls hosts Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Waterloo West at home against Cedar Rapids Jefferson. The Metro High School track and field teams all in action today with their respective conference meets. In boys track, the Mississippi Valley Conference Divisional meets taking place this evening. Cedar Falls at the Mississippi Divisional meet at Kingston Stadium in Cedar Rapids, while Waterloo West is at the Valley Divisional at Iowa City High. Waterloo East is hosting the Iowa Alliance Conference meet at Memorial Stadium, and Columbus, boys and girls, at the North Iowa Cedar League meet at Dyke New Hartford. Meanwhile, girls track, Cedar Falls girls at the Mississippi Divisional meet. It's at Dozel Field in Dubuque, and Waterloo West at the Valley Divisional meet at Iowa City West. Waterloo East, also, they are on the road in Ames for the girls Iowa Alliance Conference track meet. The Iowa State softball team concluded the home portion of its schedule with a 12-4 win over Drake in six innings yesterday. Iowa State had 11 hits, seven different players got a hit. Of those 11, six were for extra bases, including three home runs, Cyclones 22 and 28 this season. And the UNI softball team, as I told you, used a four-run fourth inning to help power them past Iowa 4-2 yesterday in Iowa City. UNI's Addison Meckelrath collected two RBI. It was the 14th straight win for the Missouri Valley Conference champion Panthers, now 35-11 overall. As I told you, the Panthers conclude their regular season with a three-game weekend series. Begins tomorrow at home against Evansville. I think that's been moved up from 5 to 3 p.m. I'll confirm that later. The Wartburg softball team was in Indianola to take on Simpson for a doubleheader yesterday. The Knights swept the Twin Bill, won the first game 5-0, and the nightcap 9-8. Wartburg wraps up its regular season on Saturday when it plays a doubleheader at Luther. The Orange and Black are now 19-15. Meanwhile, the Wartburg baseball team will close its regular season with a three-game series on the road against Nebraska Wesleyan. The two teams will play a doubleheader this evening and close the series with a single game tomorrow. The top six teams in the American Rivers Conference make the conference tournament, and Wartburg is currently in seventh place, trailing Central by just one game. Central is finishing its season on the road with a three-game series at Luther. Wartburg does own the head-to-head tiebreaker over the Dutch. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN action update and a forecast all coming your way. On the other side, we begin our metro and area baseball and softball previews. Cedar Falls baseball coach Brett Williams joins us next on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
CBS Sports Radio. Sports Flash.
Oh, a couple of defensive tackles come to terms. One is first-round pick Jalen Carter, who agrees to a four-year deal worth $21.8 million in guaranteed salary for the ninth pick overall out of Georgia. The other is already established. Another former first-round pick is Dexter Lawrence, and the Giants reportedly agree to a four-year deal worth a total of $90 million and $60 million guarantees. The deal makes him the third highest paid defensive tackle in the league. Baseball today, the Rays win again. Now 26-6 as they top Pittsburgh 3-2 as Zach Eflin improves to 4-0. The Angels crush the Cardinals 11-7. And the Detroit Tigers sweep the Mets 2-0. The final today, Eduardo Rodriguez and Alex Lang combine on a three-hitter as Justin Verlander loses his Mets debut. Bottom of the sixth, Seattle leads Oakland 5-3. Bottom nine, it's Baltimore with a 13-10 lead over Kansas City, while Minnesota in front of the White Sox 4-2 in the top of the 12th. The Nationals top the Cubs 4-3. Bottom of the eighth, it's Colorado 6, Milwaukee 4, and Atlanta in front of Miami 4-3, top six. I'm Rich Acker.
We are CBS Sports Radio, and our Twitter handle is @CBS Sports Radio.
CBS. Hi there, Troy with Action Garage Builders. Whether you're looking to build that new garage you've never had or replace that old existing garage, call Action Garage Builders. We can tear down existing garages, install new concrete, and build your new garage utilizing maintenance-free siding, vinyl windows, insulated steel doors, and more. Give us a call at 232-1477. If you need a garage, you need Action.
At Waterloo Schools, we offer cutting-edge, rigorous, and relevant academic experiences that prepare our students for college, military service, and a wide range of high-demand careers. But we can't do this alone. Partners in Education is a powerful network of businesses and organizations that support Waterloo Schools in a variety of ways through sponsorships, volunteering, and more. This exciting cooperative agreement is between a business or an organization and one or more of our schools. The Partners in Education partnership can be tailored and customized to meet the unique needs of your business and our schools. We currently have over 50 community partners who contribute in their own unique ways to the welfare of our schools, the students, and the staff. And we're excited to keep growing our partnerships this spring. Together, we're growing champions from kindergarten to careers, college, and beyond. We rely on a wide range of businesses and organizations throughout the Cedar Valley, like coffee shops, banks, bowling alleys, and more, to join us as partners in education. Reach us at waterlooschools.org. With us, the future is now.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Check out VSiN's catalog of original podcasts, daily and weekly programming to keep you in the know when you're on the go. Only at VSIN.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Marcus Stroman on the hill today for the Chicago Cubs. 2-2 with a 2.29 earned run average. He's a $2 road favorite in Washington. And Jake Irvin, the Nationals plus 180, 9-under at Nationals Park. The St. Louis Cardinals look to end a four-game losing streak. They're a $1.32 underdog at home against 4-0 Shohei Ohtani with a 1.85 ERA. Angels are the $1.42 road favorite. 8-under the total. The White Sox send out Dylan Cease, 2-1, 4.15 ERA. Cease, $1.30 favorite at guaranteed right field against Minnesota, plus 120, 8-under the total. Mike Sennett, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 48. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, high of 68, mainly cloudy. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow night, 53. Low 70s Saturday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning much warmer Sunday with highs in the low 80s and storms. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now it's 81.
Now, back to more Cole & Company on the Cedar Valley Sports Leader, 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back. Thursday edition of the show continues. We're beginning our metro and area previews of prep baseball and softball teams today. Right now, Cedar Falls High School baseball coach Brett Williams joins the show. The Tigers, 25-12 in 2022, a good season, no doubt about it, and looking to build off of that. Coach Williams, I love it when I'm talking to you, man. It means it's baseball season. Hope you're doing well. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, we're excited. The last few nights have felt like baseball weather, so we're pretty pleased about that and excited to get the season started.
You got some practices under your belt, so have you liked what you've seen so far? Anything sticking out to you about this bunch?
Yeah, I mean, we're really excited offensively right now. We feel like we're kind of ahead of the game where we've been in years past, just with some of the guys and some of the work they put in last season. And, you know, we return, I think, six players that pitched 14 or more innings, mm-hmm. you know, on a team that won 25, 26 games. And so, you know, you feel good about that. And so that's probably where we're going to be strongest early is our pitching and maybe our offense. You know, we're returning some really – or we're replacing some – defensive players that were in the lineup for quite a few years. So, you know, we're kind of young in the experience area there, but we feel really good about the work the guys have put in. And it's kind of a group that we've almost got to tell them to leave some nights, you know, and so that makes you feel good as a coach as well.
Coach Williams, tell us a little bit more about that work your guys have put in, because as you hinted at there, it's five of your top eight from last season in at-bats. We're all seniors. So, there's going to be some new guys in the lineup, but of course, like you're talking here, guys that you have confidence in, what can you tell us about the work they've done to give you that confidence?
Well, I just think it's they do it together as a group. And a lot of these guys have played together for a long time, and they've got a good friendship. But we really kind of challenged them in the offseason to compete with each other. And so we've really incorporated that even in our offseason throwing with pitchers and catchers. Some of the preseason hitting we've done is just we try to make everything a competition, right? And and what I know about these guys, and I've said this about the group, you know, even last year, is they compete and they want to win against each other, and certainly when they come together as a team, they want to win. And so that's one area we really challenge them, and they really have done a good job at that. And it's just guys that want to be around each other, and even though they probably give each other a hard time too much, they generally like each other, and so that helps as a team bonding and a unity. Whereas coaches, we don't have to spend as much time there, and we can just get into the practice stuff.
Cedar Falls High School baseball coach Brett Williams with us as we begin our previews of metro and area baseball and softball teams for this upcoming 2023 season. Coach, you did touch on the experience that comes back on the mound. What would you tell us about kind of the makeup of that group? Do you have a lot of guys that bring similar skill sets to the table? Are you able to maybe kind of match guys up because they offer different traits? And who are you looking to really, you know, lead the way? You always got to have, you know, a couple, maybe three guys, if you're fortunate, that shoulder the load.
Yeah, well, it really starts with Shea Buskell. He was our all-conference catcher and pitcher last year. And so we feel really good about, like, just Shea being that kind of anchor, you know. And he was by far, he had a sub-2 ERA last year on the mound, and really has worked hard in the offseason and kind of craft his pitches a little more. And that's one thing, not just Shea, but, you know, we've got some other kids. Tegan Rath, another kid that shouldered a big load. Peyton Marsh, you know, those are the three guys that started the most out of the guys as kind of our conference guys. But, I really think they all bring something different, and they've really worked hard at crafting pitches. We spent a lot of time kind of utilizing some technology and just kind of the resources we have as a coaching staff to help with pitch design and what works for the guys and what they, you know, maybe their arm slot or this or that, or let's play around with a slider instead of a curveball because that fits your profile and some of those things. And I'm really fortunate that some of the guys that help us out in the offseason are pitching guys, and so that their experience on the mound as college pitchers or just experience amongst other people has really helped out our kids. And our kids have really bought into some of the things that we're doing, and so I think we're really excited about that. And we've got some kids that haven't thrown a ton of varsity innings that we really feel could help contribute as well, too.
Coach, just to follow up on your pitching staff led by Shea Buskell, obviously you mentioned, you know, Peyton and Tegan as well. Just hearing you talk about that work in the offseason about, you know, tweaking repertoires, you know, looking at arm slots, pitch profiles, that's got to probably speak to, you know, how thin the margins are to have success in the Mississippi Valley Conference, right? Like, you guys aren't the only program doing things of that nature. It's great that you are, but I mean, you know, when I was in high school, I think maybe like very layman's terms sort of conversations maybe happen from time to time in a nature like what you're getting at. But I mean, the way baseball's changed, I mean, anybody who follows college Major League Baseball knows about how data has changed the game. And it's safe to say, albeit not quite at that level, but you got to have it, right?
Well, I think part of it is having access to it, and our kids have done a good job of leaning into it. You know, we've invested a little bit in training tools and techniques, but really what it is trying to tell the kids, kids are seeing velocity now. So, you know, back, you know, kind of what you were talking, when I was in high school, if we knew a kid was throwing, you know, mid to low 80s, we were kind of nervous that night, right? It's like,
yeah.
Hey, we haven't seen that a lot. And now these kids are going on the weekends, and they're seeing, you know, 83 to 85, and what we have to tell our pitchers is we've got to be different. We've got to do something. And we don't need you to throw hard if that means it's not a strike. What we need you to do is go long in the innings. And pitch counts are a big deal now, too. And so, you know, how do we get out and be efficient and just be you, right? Like, you know, all of our kids are different. And I think that's part of it. You know, one kid might come in and he's throwing, you know, mid to low 80s. Well, one of our guys comes in and he's like, well, I'm only 78. That means I can't be effective. Well, that's not true. You know,
we've
had kids in the last few years that were 75 to 78, and they won a lot because they were effective and they, you know, they kind of bought in and leaned into what we were trying to do of be the best version of yourself. And that's kind of what we tell all of our guys. Be the best version of yourself and that's going to help us go a long way.
I think kind of the last phase to really follow up on here, Coach Williams, would be, what do you think about this team defensively? Like, how much might be fluid here as you enter the season on, you know, who needs to be where to put your best group out there defensively and back up this pitching staff that you have a lot of faith in? And as you touched on before, a lot of those seniors had a lot of defensive talent that they brought to your program last year.
Yeah, I think one thing that we benefit this year is we have a lot of position flexibility, and so I think we've got guys that can play multiple positions, and so depending on who's pitching, you know, we can really rearrange and feel really comfortable. It's just, it's like a puzzle every year, and we haven't had to do that in the last few years. We've had a lot of kids that had a ton of games started and experienced defensively, and so now it's just, you know, getting our kids to buy into, hey, we need you to do this night, and we need you to be able to know how to play third base this night, or center field this night, or shortstop, or, you know, just kind of that, you know, or, hey, you played second base last year, can you move over to this position for us, because that's where we best need you, and those kind of things. And I think that's the one benefit, is we've got a lot of kids that can do those things. It's just they don't have that experience yet. And I do think there's a big jump between sophomore and varsity. You know, mm-hmm. We do have some kids that have some starting experience, but the speed is different, and the guys running down first base is different, and how fast the ball is coming after you off the bat. And so I think that'll take a little bit of time, but I mean, like I said, our guys are working really hard, and we're really pleased with what we've had even in the first, you know, 3 days of official practice and what we had leading up to our preseason practices.
Glad to hear it. A couple more minutes here with Cedar Falls High School baseball coach Brett Williams. We're kicking off our metro and area baseball and softball previews today here on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. The Tigers coming off of a good 2022 season, but like any team out there, as you've heard Coach Williams talk about, new faces and new places. And Coach, what can you tell us about what you expect out of your competition this season? The Mississippi division of the MVC has played some great baseball recently. You know, who stands out? What are you guys going to be up against?
Yeah, I mean, I think every night's a tough night. You know, we open night one on Monday, the first, you know, we play City High at City High. Or no, we play City High at home, and, you know, they're going to be talented. They're going to be a little different than they've been in the past, but they reload. And, you know, it's just everybody in the conference is solid. Prairie's going to have a really good group back. You know, Hempstead's got a really good group back. You know, Xavier had a deep run last year. Western Dubuque were state champions, and they lost some of their guys, but they've got most of that team back. And so, you know, it's just, what helps us is that prepares us for the postseason tournament, but it's difficult, you know, and so we're excited about it, and it's just, you know, we just know every night's going to be a tough night.
And finally, Coach, I mean, you touched on it there. You got that game coming up in 11 days. So what's left to get done here at practice? And I think maybe more specifically, how much does, you know, when you get a good read on your group, and, you know, every group's a little bit different, maybe some quite a bit different than the one you've had in a previous season, how much does that maybe change how you engineer your practices in the lead-up to the season?
Yeah, I think, well, just as being my fourth year of leading the program, I think you try to manipulate and get better at what you offer the kids and give them opportunities. You know, and we'll find out a lot about ourselves tomorrow night. We go to Independence and scrimmage them, and, you know, I think they're one game away from the state tournament and a top 10 3A team, and so that will help us a lot. I think part of it is just seeing what happens when the lights come on for our guys, and that helps us reevaluate going into next week. Okay, what are the things we really need to work on so we're prepared when City High comes to town? And so I think that will tell us a lot tomorrow after, you know, we kind of see some other pitching than our guys. And so I think that's what we're really excited about and moving forward.
Coach Williams, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Really enjoyed being able to learn more about your 2023 Tiger baseball team. Best of luck, best of health, okay?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Cole. We appreciate it.
Hey, appreciate you. Cedar Falls High School baseball coach Brett Williams, kind enough to join us on this Thursday edition of Cole & Company as we begin our metro and area high school baseball and softball previews. The baseball season begins, as you heard Coach Williams say, a week from this coming Monday on the 15th. And I think a week after that is when softball games can begin, on the 22nd. So we're going to learn a lot about our metro and area teams because a lot of really great baseball and softball get played in the area. So Got to like learning about all these teams out here. They're going to be making noise. They're going to be right in the mix here in the postseason and for state tournament play. So there you have it. The Cedar Falls Tiger Baseball 2023 team preview with Coach Brett Williams. Let's take this next time out. Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim coming up during the break. On the other side, we go from the baseball diamond to the softball diamond. UNI softball coach Ryan Jacobs joins the show next right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Northern Iowa softball coach Ryan Jacobs says there's still a lot to play for as the Panthers close the regular season with a three-game series at home this weekend against Evansville. The Panthers have won 13 straight games, have clinched the Missouri Valley regular season title, and are 35-11 overall after Wednesday's win at Iowa. Jacobs says several team and individual records could be set this weekend.
As well as you just always want to give the respect to the game. You want to give the respect to your opponents. You never want to take anything lightly because you've done something in the past. You know, we do this because we want to play the game every day. We don't want to waste our opportunities. So we've got some work left to do and some fun left to have in the regular season.
The series is scheduled to begin with a single game late Friday afternoon. The Iowa Cubs continue a series in Columbus tonight. In the Midwest League, Cedar Rapids is at South Bend. The Quad Cities are at Great Lakes. This is Radio Iowa.
AgriAmerica was built for the American farmer and rancher. A great combination of the ag information you need and the country music you love. Download the app today or go to agriamerica.com, your number one source for ag news and country's greatest hits. agriamerica.com.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. Small conversations can have a big impact on your child's decision to not drink alcohol and use other drugs. For tips and other resources on having a conversation, visit Talk They Hear You at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. Brummel Madsen Insurance is a growing business too. That's why they work with Nationwide, a leading small business insurer that insures over 500,000 businesses like yours. Nationwide can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give Brummel Madsen Insurance a call today at 266-2644. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
The Cedar Falls School District needs your help. Did you know that your generous gift can name an area the new Cedar Falls High School or the Tiger Performance Center? Your gift may be designated to one or both of two projects currently being fundraised for at the site of the new high school. These projects were not included in the bond and need donor support to make them a reality. Please follow Tiger Performance Center on Facebook and Twitter or visit the website tigerperformancecenter.com for more information. Are you looking for a new opportunity? Cedar Falls Schools is hiring. Get competitive wages, flexible schedules, and a rewarding career. Paraeducators, food service employees, bus drivers, groundskeepers, and more. Go to cfschools.org/employment or call for more information. Come find your next calling with Cedar Falls Schools.
Cedar Falls Schools. Every student, every day.
It's too overwhelming.
Feels like nonsense.
Sinking deeper.
Too much to handle.
A never-ending hole.
It's too overwhelming.
Feels like nonsense.
Sinking
too
deeper.
Too much to handle.
It's too overwhelming. It's too overwhelming.
Feels like nonsense.
I can't escape it.
Someone you know is dealing with anxiety or depression. Fact. In the U.S. alone, 10% or 5.5 million children and young adults deal with some form of anxiety or depression. But there's help. There's hope. Visit yourlifeiowa.org to learn more. Brought to you by the Waterloo Youth City Council.
I'm Roger Quinkbus, owner and operator of Metro Transmission in Waterloo, Iowa. I like rebuilding transmissions. I've been doing it for many, many years. Just a challenge to do them and put them in and they work properly, and that's satisfying. We do any kind of auto repair other than tires, body work, or painting, any mechanical work we do. Most of my customers are word of mouth, and they have to trust that you're going to do a good job for a reasonable price.
Trust Metro Transmission and Auto Repair on the corner of 10th and Jefferson, Waterloo.
Welcome back to Cole and Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan app.
Welcome back to a Thursday edition of Cole and Company here on The Fan. And we told you at the top of the show last night, a couple of rivalry games as far as college softball were concerned in the state. One of those, the UNI Panthers on the road in Iowa City, got a 4-2 win against the Iowa Hawkeyes. And UNI Panther coach Ryan Jacobs joins us now. Coach Jacobs, first things first, I mean, good win last night, but I got to congratulate you and your team on a second straight Missouri Valley Conference regular season championship. Took care of business last weekend against Valpo, got a little help as well to make sure that clinched with a week left to go in the regular season. So congratulations, and I think just kind of coming off of that, what can you tell us that's made this group championship caliber?
Well, thanks, Cole. I appreciate it. This team, this season, they know how hard it is to win in our league, and to be able to come out with back-to-back regular season championships is no easy feat by any means. It's the first time it's ever been done in school history, and I think probably only a couple of teams in the Valley have ever been able to do it. But what makes this team special is there's just a number of really talented, high-level players that we don't have to count on one person every time. The load isn't put on any one person's back. They've been able to really work well together and play off of each other as far as making sure they're picking each other up when they need to. And you have kids that come off the bench. There's just a reliability factor that I think they have within each other. They've just done really good at giving each other an opportunity to not feel stressed, because there's always somebody there that can pick you up, mm-hmm. or that does pick you up.
Your Panthers 35-11 this season, 23-1 in the Missouri Valley, have won 14 in a row, and the 14th, as I mentioned there, to start, Coach, last night in Iowa City against a good Iowa Hawkeyes team. What does a non-conference game this late in the season against a rival, of all things, what does a win like last night mean?
It's just good to see our team respond in a different way. In the last couple years, we've been in kind of a similar situation from a Valley standpoint, where we're competing for a championship and it's going down to the wire, and we're in getting ready for finals. There's a lot of things going on, and we're just really focused on winning that championship. And we kind of let the last weekend midweek go a little bit. We just don't focus on it. We haven't focused on it as much in the past, because we're looking for that bigger picture from a Valley standpoint. And this was the first year that we've talked about it a little bit sooner. We challenged them in a different way to take this game as more of a, this is your first round game of the Valley tournament, because it's going to set up a lot similar to like what it's going to be like next week, where bigger crowd, a little bit more intensity, a lot on the line, playing against a really good Hawkeye team. So everything just lined up for us to have a little bit more of a dry run, or a little dress rehearsal. And we didn't handle it as great as I wanted us to, which is awesome, because we haven't handled that championship game of the Valley as well as we've liked to in the last 2 years as well. So hopefully it sets up perfectly for us to get the kinks out early and still come away with a win against a really quality team in Iowa, and a team who's right on the at-large bubble to get in an NCAA tournament. So I like the way that they made that adjustment and they handled the situation last night.
What about your team with the at-large bubble? I think I had seen the RPI before last night's win. Your team was at 81, I want to say. That seems to be on the outside looking in, but when you factor in automatic bids and maybe you get a little bump here from that Iowa win, what can you tell us? I mean, obviously you want to go win the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament, get the auto bid, but of course, Panther fans want to see you in the NCAA regionals one way or another. So what can you tell us, Coach Jacobs?
Yeah, I think at this point we're on the outside looking in. Usually you need to be in the top 50, 55, might put you in a situation where if the automatic qualifiers all work out the way they're supposed to, that you have a little leeway there. We just didn't take care of business early in the year. You look at our record right now, and our 11 losses, six of them were the first six games of the year. And we had opportunities there, and those teams would have been quality wins from an RPI standpoint. And this didn't come through in that situation. But, we've talked about the last 2 years, like, we're not going to rely on an automatic or we're not going to rely on an at-large bid at UNI. We're just not. Like, that's not going to be in our equation. If it happens, fantastic. That means we did a great job in all the games we needed to do a great job in. But we need to focus on that championship, the NBC tournament championship, which is very elusive. We know that, and that's our biggest challenge, and that's what we're focused on right now.
UNI softball coach Ryan Jacobs, our guest right now on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. They've got a final regular season home series, so get out and support the Panthers this weekend. Games tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. Coach, last time you were on, we talked about Maya Dodge. We talked about Sammy Heyer. I'm a baseball guy, so I nerd out on the stats. And when I had seen a tweet recently that pointed out how opponents are hitting .110 off of Sammy Heyer's rise ball this season, last time we sang her praises, her strikeout to walk ratio is just otherworldly. But that stat right there blew my mind. And at about a 41% whiff rate from opponents, I mean, that's got to be one of the most devastating pitches in the country, right?
Yeah, if you look at it, too, our pitching staff has an opponent batting average of just .202. So you put that all together. But you're talking about one pitch, and that's where, like, the analytics and everything, where it's like, man, we don't really want that information out there now. But it is going out there, and you know, Monica was like, oh, I don't like that, I don't like that. And I'm like, you know what? There's a bigger picture to it. That's just one of her pitches. She has three pitches that are devastating. So go ahead, focus on that one, because you'll figure it out. You'll know what they're sitting on, and you'll be able to use the other pitch, and it's just as dirty. They just don't talk about it as much. So, both of our pitchers have been just super impressive this year in keeping hitters off balance and really doing a great job.
Well, and then I thought it was interesting in that win against the Hawkeyes last night. You got two innings out of Sammy, two out of Anna Wisnowski, and then three from KP, Kalen Packard, to close it down. Was that by design? Were you hoping to get them all some action there, not knowing what might take place this weekend before the Valley Tournament begins?
Yeah, that was totally by design. It worked out just the way we wanted it to. We wanted to get Sammy one time through the order at least. Same thing for Anna. And then let KP close it out. As we're setting ourselves up for this weekend, you know, Sammy and KP they've logged a lot of innings. And so we've seen a little bit of fatigue factor in both of them at times with a three-game series on the weekend. And so we wanted to give them a little bit of midweek rest, but keep them sharp. And then this weekend we'll probably play it a little bit different than we have from a pitching standpoint, because obviously, we're going to go into it with the two guns a-blazing with Sammy and KP. But you never know, in a three-day weekend against high-level competition with a lot on the line, we may need some work from some other people. So making sure we got Anna in a competitive game, which she hasn't been in since Indiana State, making sure that we made sure she was ready to go for next week, as well as get some others ready to go this weekend, make sure that we not only have our two big guns ready, but we have a full staff ready.
In talking, Coach Jacobs, about setting up the pitching staff for the weekend and then the Valley Tournament behind it, I also wonder, too, with respect to Evansville, what does the situation now, having clinched the regular season championship, maybe embolden you a little bit or compel you, maybe might be a better word, to make some moves, press some buttons that maybe you otherwise wouldn't, just because you want to see those scenarios play themselves out, whether it's calling for a steal, a hit and run, putting a pinch runner in a certain situation, or a pinch hitter in a certain situation, playing somebody on a platoon side. Is that something that you know, you're looking to get out of this weekend series?
Not necessarily going in with it with a plan. I think my biggest plan right now is I dug into some motivational things this morning and just went to some stats. And this team does a really good job with giving them a task or a goal and saying, all right, let's see if you can do this. Because there's a lot of I want to prove you wrong type of kids in our in our program. So just looking through some of our stats and some team accomplishments that we still have on the table left, you know, we've got four school records that we've already solidified, but we've also got five that are sitting there in waiting, and we're just right on the doorstep of them. We just got to continue to do what we've been doing. So telling them that and showing them where they're at and making a mark in the school record book is still there for them. Fielding percentage, fewest errors, double plays, all those are still on the line.
Okay.
Obviously, we've got conference wins locked up, but overall wins, consecutive wins, conference tournament championship, those are still on the line. And then not to mention that we've already broken two individual school records with Maya Dodge in her RBIs and Sammy Heyer with her strikeouts. We've got 14 other school records that we're knocking on the door with.
Wow.
Everybody's top five all time, and it's like 14 different categories, and we've got six or seven different players that are going after these. So it's not just Maya and Lex and Sammy Heyer. It's KP, it's Sanders, it's Parks. It's a lot of people that are going after some school records. So we've got not only a lot to play for from that standpoint, but also just to play the game respectfully.
Yeah.
And respect your opponent and play the game that, like, we want to give them our best effort. We don't want to go into it and say, you know, oh, well, we've already done what we need to do. Like, we play the game. Like, that's why we do what we do, is to play the game. We've got three games in front of us that we need to play, and we need to play great in.
It sounds like, Coach, that it's as much about continuing to respect the opponent, give them your best effort, but then, like, why not compete against yourself? Like, keep asking yourself for more, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yep. Always challenging yourself and never feeling like you've got it or never feeling like you've arrived, and always finding that, okay, I broke through that finish line. Where's the next one? And have that my mentality instead of, let's see how long I can drag out this congratulations by everybody, this adulation, this, hey, way to go, buddy. Like, I'm on to the next thing until the actual final finish line is there.
And it sure sounds like everything we've talked about is it's this lead up to the Valley Tournament. You know, that this is the mental and physical preparation and skills that need to be at hand here to compete, to reach your goal. And this is an MVC tournament, if I'm not mistaken, Coach Jacobs, that the format's different now because of conference expansion. You're going to have to play one more game than you would have a year ago, right?
Yeah, it's definitely not quite the advantage that it used to be, and I guess I'm looking forward to that because we didn't fare well in that in the beginning. But, yeah, I mean, we just looked at it before. Oh, all we got to do is win two games. Well, now it's like you got to win three. It's just like sweeping a team in the Valley Conference regular season, except you have to make a lot more adjustments a lot quicker, and there's a lot more on the line.
And, Coach, I would imagine that, like you mentioned with that game at Iowa last night, you know, the environment, very useful going into that Valley Conference tournament with bigger crowds and, you know, more on the line there. You would love to see big crowds out for what looks to be a great weather weekend here for a 5 o'clock game tomorrow on Friday against Evansville, then 2 o'clock Saturday and at noon on Sunday.
Yeah, it looks like we should be able to get them all in and do a three-day, three-game series, which we haven't done at home yet.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, temperatures are in the 70s, so can't ask for much more than that. It's finally here. I think spring is finally here in Cedar Falls, and what a way to go out on senior weekend.
I just knocked on wood so you didn't jinx it, Coach, saying spring's here in Cedar Falls.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, hey, great to catch up with you. Congratulations again to you and your team on a Missouri Valley Conference regular season championship. Best of luck, best of health the rest of the way, and we'll certainly be following along, Coach Jacobs.
All right, I appreciate it, Cole. Thanks for having me on.
All right, my pleasure. Take care. there you have it. You and I, softball coach Ryan Jacobs, kind enough to join us on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. They have moved up first pitch of that series opener against Evansville tomorrow at Robertson Dresser Sports Complex. That's going to be a 3 o'clock first pitch, and then a 2 p.m. first pitch on Saturday and a noon first pitch on Sunday. Your last chance to watch Coach Jacobs' team here in Cedar Falls this season. All right, let's take this final timeout. We'll come back, wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Taylor Bisciotti with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Aaron Rodgers is reuniting with yet another one of his former receivers. The Jets have signed Randall Cobb to a one-year deal. Cobb caught 6 touchdowns over the past 2 seasons with the Packers. He now joins newly added wideouts Alan Lazard and Mecole Hardman in New York. The Giants re-signed edge rusher O'Shane Zimenez to a one-year deal. He had 2 sacks in 15 games last season. Former Bucs offensive tackle Donovan Smith is signing with the Chiefs on a one-year deal, reports NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. More from Rappaport, the Ravens are signing quarterback Rakia Sin to a one-year deal. Sticking in the AFC North, the Bengals have signed quarterback Trevor Siemian to a one-year deal. He started 1 game for the Bears last season. Another veteran quarterback, Brandon Allen, is signing with the 49ers, reports NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Increase your quality family time with a new above-ground pool from Tubbs R Us. I'm Chris Fink. We have a variety of complete pool kits available, hard or soft side, all with at least a 20-year warranty. We carry quality brands along with BioGuard chemicals and provide service after the sale. Whether you have kids, grandkids, or just enjoy floating in the summer air, we'll help you find your style and options. We're Tubbs R Us on the corner of Falls and Ainsboro, Waterloo.
It's almost time for the 35th anniversary of the world's largest pork-specific event. Join us at the 2023 World Pork Expo, June 7th through the 9th at the Iowa State Fairgrounds in Des Moines. You'll get the chance to network with industry professionals, attend valuable educational seminars, and explore the latest products from hundreds of vendors, all included with admission. Secure your spot now by registering online at worldpork.org. Don't miss your chance to attend.
Warehouse, what can we do for you?
Yeah, I'm looking for some nitrogen.
All right, we're running low and it's awful pricey, but let me check. Hold.
The answer to low supply and high prices for nitrogen is Invita, a microbe with systemic nitrogen fixation. Invita works throughout the foliage and roots, providing a right place, right time source of nitrogen to maximize yield in corn, wheat, and soybeans.
Yeah, we're all out, but...
You know what? I'll take some of that Invita.
That's what I was going to recommend.
Book your Invita while supplies last.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Lionel Messi is one of the greatest athletes of his generation, and maybe in the history of the sport. But at 35, he's starting to enter the twilight of his career. He's been suspended from his team in Paris after an unauthorized trip to Saudi Arabia. It's been rumored that there's a change of scenery at the end of his contract this summer. As an aging star, plenty have suggested that this could be big news for the MLS. The league experienced a 40% increase in attendance when David Beckham joined LA Galaxy, but the recent World Cup champion coming to the United States isn't looking that promising. As a tourism ambassador, Messi has plenty of ties to Saudi Arabia, and it's been reported the two sides have already been in contact with an annual salary of $400 million. As things stand today, nothing's set in stone, but with a massive offer potentially already on the table, Messi heading our way is a real, real distant possibility. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. I just learned Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned, doubled. All the cash back from eating at your favorite restaurant, doubled. All the cash back from that trip where you sort of learned to snowboard, that's also doubled. And the best part, you don't have to do anything ridiculous to get it. No, Discover does it automatically. Seriously, though, see the terms and check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. You know our partners, TireRack.com, you know, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, tire decision guy. They test the tires. They've got their own test track where they push tires to the limit. Yeah, those guys. You want a quiet tire with great traction, comfortable ride. Use their results to make an informed choice. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. See for yourself. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You're listening to Cole and Company with Colbert. Follow Cole on Twitter at Real Colbert.
Yeah, welcome back for a final time on this Thursday. Got to thank Cedar Falls High School baseball coach Brett Williams for joining today's show, as well as you and I softball coach Ryan Jacobs. A lot of fun talking to those two. If you missed any of it, it'll be available shortly in podcast form at 1650thefan.com. Cubs baseball returns to the Fan tomorrow, 12:45 pregame. Classic Friday, 1:21st pitch. Cubs looking to get back on the right track as they'll start a three-game set against the Marlins from the friendly confines. Have a great night, everybody. I'm back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.